Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. Tiana Lawrence is our guest. L-A-U-R-E-N-C-E is her last name if you're Googling her. Tiana with an I. Blockchain for Dummies is her book. She's one of the top blockchain experts on the planet. She co-founded a company called Factum, which is all up in the blockchain world and helping those, helping people to develop blockchain that works. Tiana, I want to talk this segment about how our audience are going to be involved with blockchain going forward. I think the first thing that's going to happen to most of us is we're going to get a notice from our customers, our bigger customers especially, and they're going to say, okay, going forward, we're going to do business on a blockchain smart contract. Here's how it's going to work. We'll give you all the stuff you need, but the blockchain itself gives us more information. It gives you more clarity in your performance. We're all going to benefit from it, but initially, we're going to pay you the same old way. When you prove that you've done your work, you can bill us, and we'll pay you in U.S. dollars or Swedish krona or whatever we're doing business in. And I think that's the close encounter of the first kind that most small business owners will have with blockchain. What do you think?
I totally agree. Blockchain is really great for recording who did what when. And so instances of business like supply chain management or insurance, where it's really important to know what's happening when, we're going to see things like smart contracts deployed to help facilitate those transactions
right.
More seamlessly.
Yeah.
And reduce paperwork.
Well, exactly. And I'll tell you something else. It takes ambiguity out of performance too, doesn't it? I set a set of specifications in a contract, and you have triggers that if you can prove to me you did certain things, and then we put that into the smart contract. When those things happen, then there's no ambiguity about that it got done, and you get to bill me for it.
Yeah, absolutely. One of my favorite examples is a smart insurance contract that would execute in the event that like a natural disaster occurred. So you make an agreement with an insurance company,
right?
And then the contract is informed by a third party that a certain event has happened.
Well, like if the state declared an emergency for your county or whatever.
Absolutely. Yep. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that would get money in the hands of people before things went down, which I think would be really useful versus all the paperwork necessary
right.
to prove that something had happened.
Mm-hmm. All the bureaus and the red tape and everything. I think that's an excellent point. Another thing that I think we should point out, I want to get your thoughts on this. And I think this is kind of what you've been doing with Factum over the years when you co-founded Factum, is I think I want small business owners to understand how smart contracts work, how the blockchain works. But I do think that they're not going to have to be blockchain technology experts. I believe that even now people are developing interfaces, apps, like a website, like taking HTML and converting it into an app or a website. I think people are going to create these interfaces that you'll be able to buy, lease, use. Your customers may even give them to you to use. Your bank may give them to you, whatever. But you won't have to be an expert, but you will have to. So all you have to do is input your information into the interface. And so you won't have to learn blockchain, but you will have to understand how it works when you hit that enter key. What do you think about that scenario?
Yeah, absolutely. You don't have to know how to build a website in order to use it. But there's a lot of, if we dialed back to 1995 and you went to Amazon, I bet it would be pretty confusing to figure out how that works.
Yeah.
But if you click the button, all of a sudden, 2 hours later, there's something at your doorstep. There was a lot of steps in between, 1995 Amazon
right.
and Amazon of today.
That's right.
But, yes, I agree with you.
Yeah. Hey, Tiana, this has been great. We always get smarter when you join us. Thank you for keeping up with all the good stuff. And I know you're working on some new things that we're going to be talking about in the future to help us become smarter with blockchain. The book is called Blockchain for Dummies, folks. I encourage you to check it out. You have another website you want to give us, Tiana?
Just Blockchain for Dummies on Amazon is a great
right.
place to find it.
Sounds good. Hey, Tiana, good job today. Safe travels and come back soon.
All right. Thank you.
Tiana Lawrence, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe. But that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.